conversations about race, gender, and other social issues sparking heated debates at school board meetings all across the country.
We're witnessing the newest evolution of the culture wars.
I think Trump just stands in a very long line of culture warriors.
The commander-in-chief of the culture war.
Keep culture wars out of classrooms.
What candidates think most potential Republican voters want to hear? Culture war posturing.
He's fighting a culture war.
Why has the GOP picked schools as the battleground to fight these culture war issues?
Culture wars are the things that unite a lot of Republicans.
Kind of curious, why were you willing to talk to him and not to me? Because you thought they were trying to tear these signs down?
Yeah!
They came up with a new one. This is a new one. And they're looking at me through the Espionage Act. Think of that. How does that sound? Of 1917, where the penalty is death.
Democrats want to take away all your guns because they hate the Constitution.
All of these culture wars.
Culture war.
Into the culture wars.
We think this is another culture war.
These cultural wars, it's on bringing the culture war to the library.
The ongoing culture war that's taking place in our classrooms across the country. Things like LGBTQ issues, critical race theory, teaching American history, all kinds of things dominating our politics right now, landing also in the classroom and causing some conflict and controversy there.
This is Will Johnson, and this is The Culture Wars. What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in. We got breaking news. Actually, Jeremy broke the news earlier. We're going to talk about what the DOD and the tyrannical government has to do with the attempted assassination of President Donald J. Trump. We already knew that this day was going to come. We knew at some point that they were going to try to kill President Trump. And it's no secret. We've all talked about it. Everything else that they've been trying to do to President Trump has failed. And without further ado, let's bring on this young man. Now, I went on to Sean's feed and I said, I have a special guest coming on with me, everybody. Make sure you tune in for this special guest. And one person on it said, Will, Jeremy already broke the news. He already told us that he's going to be on with you. Jeremy, thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, it's always an honor to be anywhere that you are, Will, whether it's in person or whether it's on your show. So thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. So let's get right into it. This story with this building, and you know, that's a really, I don't know, you were breaking it down who was looking into this building, and it was very good that they did this because that's a really good question. Who owns this building? Why were they allowed to go on top of it? Why was he allowed to go on top of the building? Did they not hear him walking up there? Oh, there's somebody walking on top of the building. Did they not even question that? That's another thing that should come up, right? Because I'm pretty sure if you're walking on top of a tin can, that you're going to hear somebody walking up there. And if this is their control center, are they not questioning it?
Well, and not only that, Will, to kind of take it to another direction real quick before we go back to that, if you owned a home or if you owned a business or a building, and a shooter attempts to kill a president on your building, whether it be a home or whether it be a commercial building, don't you think you might be the first person that they interview or ask what happened and how is this connected to you or your home or your business? We've not heard a word from the business inside the building nor the parent company that owns it. And what makes it even worse, Will, is this should be one of the most infamous and active crime scenes on earth right now.
Yes.
And the employees of that company are back to work.
Yes. They're already back to work.
That's now, right. They're back to work. There's no active investigation of the property or anything like that. But now let's get back to the ownership. So there's two businesses at play here. There's a business called American Glassworks, and then there's the parent company that is called Indicor, I-N-D-I-C-O-R. Now, both of these, the parent company that owns the glass company, they are a worldwide, global, international, industrial company that specializes in automation and basically work for military industrial complex. And the CEO of this parent company is a former DOD and Raytheon deployed individual. Wow. So you have a CEO who is connected to the DOD and Raytheon and worked with Raytheon. And Will, I don't need to tell you, but I'll say it anyway for your audience. Who is the major stakeholder in Raytheon? BlackRock. And who funded the video that this kid was just featured in that we found? BlackRock. Now you tell me, does that sound like just a bunch of coincidences to you?
No, not at all. This was a total setup. I mean, blatant, total setup. And again, I'm going back to the fact that, you know, Sean was talking about it, how they're reporting saying that he stepped up on top of the air conditioner and then went on top of this building. I've been in buildings like this before, where they have the tin roof. If someone's walking on the tin roof, when they've already said that no one is going to be operating from that roof, this is their headquarters. If you hear someone walking up there, do you not question it? Jeremy, they tried to kill President Donald J. Trump. And that now they're trying to cover it up. They tried to take his life, and now they're trying to cover it up. And this building was their central center where they wanted to make all of this happen. I mean, come on. Well, make sense.
Well, let's keep our focus on the building here, okay? The building is the actual physical foundation of this entire story, right? This entire incident, this entire assassination attempt.
Yes.
So you have the building that wasn't secure. You have conflicting reports from the local police and the Secret Service of whose fault it is, right? And the building is the focal point. The building is where it happened.
Right.
The building was not secure. The building couldn't, nobody could hear anything on the inside. Now, here's the thing. There were no employees in that building that day, per the reports, obviously, because the reports say that the Secret Service or the police, depending on who you believe, had the inside of that building secure. Remember what Director Kim Cheadle said. She said that we didn't have the outside of the building secure because that was local police's job. Our job was to secure the inside of the building. And the reason we didn't go up on top of the building was because of the slope. She said that.
Yeah, I know. I saw that.
Okay? So if the Secret Service was inside, it reeks to high heaven why they could not hear this young individual prancing around up there back and forth, because you've seen video of him going up and down multiple times and walking around up there. They didn't hear that. They were securing the inside, though.
Exactly.
And they were securing the inside of a building.
Exactly. Let me bring this up.
The company that is a CEO is formerly with Raytheon and the Department of Defense.
Yeah. Let me say this. I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but they were talking about when he showed up to the rally from the get-go. He showed up with the rally with one of those sights like you can use like a binoculars. He went through the metal detectors, Jeremy, with that. And they said, okay, it was like a binocular where you zoom in and you scope in. But he didn't have the rifle with him when he's going through the metal detectors. They said it wasn't until later where he showed up on the roof with the rifle. So my question is, where did he get the rifle from? who gave him the rifle? If he didn't go through the metal detectors with it, if he didn't show up to the event with it, who gave it to him? There's so many unanswered questions here, and we know that this was a total setup by the deep state to try to kill our president, Donald J. Trump.
Yeah, and definitely, and I want to make sure that people understand the difference between setup, planned, and staged. Setup and planned are basically the same words. Staged is something completely different. The left is saying this is staged. Staged implies that Donald Trump had something to do with it to try to further his career or further exactly. his campaign in the White House.
And why would he have to do that? He was already winning. He was going to win without right. all of that.
Yeah, and why would we want to take the focus off of Applesauce Joe that everybody was talking about for the last 2 weeks?
Exactly.
Right, that wouldn't make any sense. And you're right. The question is, I mean, we can assume all day long, right? You and I wear news hats, right? So we try to find, we make our assumptions, and then we try to, you know, fill in the blanks between the obvious, right? And so we take what we know that is obvious, and then we try to fill in the blanks. And you and I have been to multiple rallies. You and I have been to these events. We understand how they go. Yes. We understand how the security features work. We understand all of that. So we try to fill in the pieces, and we go, well, that doesn't make sense. Well, that doesn't make sense, you know, like journalism used to do. So we go out and we try to make it make sense by finding out facts. And the facts are, it sounds to me, and I'm not making an 100% accusation here, but it sounds like to me like the building owner and the business that runs and occupies that building and the parent company need to be investigated and need to be interviewed by somebody so that we can put this to rest, that maybe the guns were in the building.
Right. Yeah. You know, there's something, I mean, you know what? We have to ask these questions, and that's what our job is to do, to ask these questions. How come the government state media is not asking these questions? How come there should be all, like you said, the focus point of this whole story should be that building, him yeah. having the weapon on top of the building, them having that as their central headquarters. They can't hear him on top of the building. They're not even, it's like they're not even asking these questions. Jeremy, also, the GOP just did a subpoena for Kim Cheetah. Did a subpoena. And then Mayorkas just stepped in. Can you put split screen in front of me?
Right.
Mayorkas just stepped in to prevent that from taking place. Now, before you respond to it, really quick, before you respond, she was just on CNN. She was just on MSNBC. She was just talking to George Stephanopoulos. So you mean to tell me that she can go on the government state news media circuit, but she cannot talk to the GOP through a subpoena? I mean, come on.
Well, if you ask me, now, I'm not a law student or a scholar in any way, shape, or form. And if anything, I've been on the opposite side of the law. And that's my, you know, my personal knowledge with the law. But it sounds like to me, if you choose to go on mainstream media in front of the world and answer questions based on that day, you pretty much waive your right to be able to deny testifying in front of Congress from a subpoena. But of course, when Mike Johnson doesn't go after Mayorkas for not answering subpoenas, Mayorkas is like, yeah, we don't have to do anything. I'm not afraid of you.
Same thing with Garland.
It's not like you're going to lock me up. Same thing with Garland. Exactly. It's not like you're going to lock us up. But again, if you're living in the real world, she waived her right to be able to deny testifying in front of Congress. And again, this doesn't look good for you guys, because if you have, remember what she said in her interview, Will. Oh, we want to be transparent.
Yes.
Well, you're about as transparent as mud, lady, if you're not going in front of Congress to testify, which means it was an inside job, which means you all did it, which means we know it, and which means we're coming for you.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? We are at war. We're straight up at war.
Oh, we are.
We're straight up at war. So I know your yep. time is limited. I'm not going to hold you over, because I got a whole bunch of more information I want to share with everybody, too. Let me just ask you this question. It's actually two parts to this question. The first question, I'm thankful, and I've been praying, Lord Jesus, protect President Donald J. Trump. But my question to you is, what happened if the deep state was successful? Yeah, I love it. What do you think the country would look like right now if the deep state was successful?
I titled my show the other day Centimeters Away from Civil War, and I want to retract that statement. It would have been Centimeters Away from a Revolution. If Donald Trump had not tilted his head and looked to the side, none of us would be on air right now. Most people would be up in real arms.
Yeah.
And we'd be making the summer of love look like daycare.
Yeah. Yeah, I completely agree. My second question, because the deep state was not successful, do you think they're done trying to take out President Trump? And do you think because they were not successful, I'm expecting, do you expect that the left, they're going to do some kind of uprising where they're going to be violent? Because, you know, they say that we're violent. I see them going to be violent. What say you?
I don't think that they're going to be done trying to jail or kill President Trump. Well, I think their next best bet, because they failed, or whoever failed on this, they know they're not going to get within 100 yards of Trump this time.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. Did you see the change in security from one day to the next, from the 5-foot-tall females to the 6-foot-tall men?
Yep.
You saw the change in
security
detail, right?
Yeah, no more DEI. Okay.
And now, and remember, Will, now he's the official nominee, which means he automatically and constitutionally has a more heightened sense of security now because he's the official Republican nominee. He's also starting to get briefings again, security briefings on Monday of next week. So it's a whole different ballgame for them. Will, the only opportunity they have at this moment is for Judge Juan Merchan to try to put him in jail and kill him in there like Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah.
Now, Will, think about this, and I'm not saying anything about anything except for this, knowing what we know. If Jeffrey Epstein got thrown in jail and killed, do you believe that it was deep state people trying to keep him from mentioning their name? Or do you believe he was the patsy like they're trying to do with everybody else? It kind of raises a question now, doesn't it? Kind of raises a question around Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah.
Was he thrown under the bus and blamed, or was he not? And judging by the record of truth telling from the feds, putting people in prison and taking them out is a way for them to blame it on somebody else and say, look over there, not at me.
Yeah.
And 9 times out of 10, the people they tell you to look over there are not guilty. Now, I'm not saying Epstein wasn't, but what I'm saying is the level of deceit and corruption, and we see time after time, we start piecing things together. The only thing I think they have left, Will, is to try to throw him in jail and kill him, because they're not going to get within 100 yards of him. And
no.
They're playing with fire. They're playing with fire now.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And there's another rally this weekend. All eyes are going to be on President Trump at this next rally. They said it's still going on this Saturday, so it's going to be off the hook. So, Jeremy, thank you, sir. You know,
hey, Will,
yeah.
Can you imagine? I hate to cut you off, but
no,
can you imagine the emotion and the raw human fear? And I don't know if fear is the right word, but when Donald Trump steps back out on that stage and you're looking through his eyes,
yeah.
Imagine what he's thinking after that. PTSD has got to be a thing. He's a human, man.
You
saw it in his eyes when he came out at the RNC. It's just going to be a very tear-jerking moment when he's back at a rally. And tomorrow night when he speaks at the RNC,
yes.
I think there's going to be a dry eye in the world.
Yeah, you know what? 100%. 100%. Jeremy, you know what? I've been on LFA for over a year now, and it's the first time that you've come on with me. I wish it was a different circumstances, but
all
nonetheless.
You gotta do is ask, baby.
Yeah, nonetheless, God bless you. Thank you so much for coming on with me. We need to do this more often.
Thank you, LFA. Thank you, Will. Thank you, everybody. God bless Shannon. And remember, we got new items. The LFA store is open.
Yes.
If you want to help support us, that's a good way to do it.
Yep, absolutely. God bless. Don't go anywhere, everybody. We'll
see you
be
later.
Right
God
back.
Bless.
Yeah, we'll be right back after this break. I got more to share with you. Uh-oh, we're doubled here. We're doubled here. And we got more. Oh, there it goes. We'll be right back.
Barma hats are where style and leather come together to create exceptional headwear. Proudly made in the USA, experience craftsmanship like never before, and they're 100% leather hats, handcrafted in the heart of Minnesota, USA. Their premium full-grain cattle leather ensures unparalleled quality and durability for all your outdoor adventures. Amazing features include 50-plus UV protection, water-resistant, foldable design that is convenient on the go. Effortlessly stow your hat in the free travel bag provided, and the vintage oiled wax finish that only gets better with age. Whether you're hiking through rugged terrain, enjoying a day at the beach, or simply strolling through town, these hats are the ideal choice. As a UFA producer, you see me wear mine every day, and everywhere I go, I get compliments and asked where I get mine. Don't miss out on the chance to own a hat that seamlessly blends fashion, functionality, and quality. Visit uniteamericafirst.com and go to our merch page today and discover the world of handcrafted leather excellence. Elevate your adventure, elevate your style. Shop now.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Breaking news right here in the middle while we're in the break. And I want to say thank you again, Jeremy, for coming on with me. Thank you so much. But breaking news right here while we're in the break. Joe Biden, they just announced he has COVID. And because he has COVID, he was going to have a rally, Shannon. Is that what he was?
Yeah, he was supposed to speak at an event in Nevada.
And now he can't do it because he's been tested positive with COVID. I mean, come on. I mean, really? Really? I mean, how convenient is that? So you know what's going to end up happening, right? Joe Biden is going to retire to the basement like he was in 2020. Y'all remember the basement? Remember, this is the same basement he was in when he was saying, if you have to decide whether to vote for me or Trump, you ain't black.
And just a few hours ago, he was in a restaurant greeting people in the restaurant. So,
you know what? You know where I think he's doing that?
He's tired.
You know why I think he's doing that? Is because
he's tired. He's an old man. He's been doing too many events. He can't handle it. He's sick. He's down for the count.
Because he's down.
He's down. I mean,
I think it has a lot to do with this story about
Trump got
Adam.
Shot and he's out golfing the next morning.
Yeah. And he, yeah, you know what? That's a really good point.
And just keep everybody 6 feet away from him. He'll be all right. Wear a mask, Joe. It's okay.
He's going to retreat to the basement. I mean, come on. It's like so convenient. Yeah. You know what? It's a really good point, Shannon. Trump gets shot and then they're upset because Trump goes golfing the next day.
Yeah.
Joe How Biden, oh my goodness, I'm not. So wait a minute. First time before the first debate, he had jet lag and he had a cold the night before. So now he has COVID. So we can't blame the jet lag. Now he has COVID. So he won't be able to do any rallies. He won't be able to do any debates. This is going to make it to where he retreats to the basement and hopefully they can do the same thing again. But I think this is partly because of what just happened with Adam Schiff is now saying that Joe Biden needs to step away. Wounds of Rust, thank you so much for that Rumble rant. Thank you so much for that blessing. Says, love you and Jeremy together. I prayed and asked that God would, I prayed that God, whatever intervene, he has planned. Or intervention, he has planned, sorry. It is so big that everyone can only say that was God. Amen to that for real. Amen to that for real. And thank you so much for that blessing. Thank you so much. And you know what? President Trump not being killed, that was God. That was 100% God. Let me talk about this really quick. I'm going to try to squeeze as much of this in as possible. Kim Cheeto. Who is she standing there next to? Who is Kim Cheeto standing next to? That is Dick Cheney. Who is Dick Cheney's daughter? Dick Cheney's daughter is Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney has said it multiple times that her sole purpose in life, basically, is to take down President Donald J. Trump. This is the deep state we're watching. Listen to this story.
She would know. The 28-year veteran was on the team that evacuated Vice President Dick Cheney on 9/11, and she served on then Vice President Biden's protective detail. He named her director in mid-2022. Amid a swirl of controversy over the agency deleting nearly all of its text messages from January 6th.
Really? So she was over that, deleting all the text messages. Imagine that.
The agency says that was due to a data migration.
System migrations happen. But I think for a lot of Americans, it just doesn't pass the smell test, given the timing and the volume of messages deleted.
Well, it's unfortunate that that would be the assumption that people would make. Our integrity is everything, and there was nothing nefarious attached to that.
Their integrity has... She would know.
Our integrity is attached to that? Do you think they have integrity? She won't. Marcus is preventing her from going to talk to the GOP, talking about integrity. Here's another one from the Communist News Network where she was on. And again, the reason why I'm sharing these is because she's able to go on to the government state media and take questions and answer questions. But Marcus is preventing her from going to talk to Congress because she'll be under oath and they'll ask her questions that will implicate Mayorkas and the DOJ and the FBI and the CIA. And they're trying to prevent that. The deep state, the cover up is being exposed.
Was every element, every part of his, from the intelligence to the counter assault team to the detail agents, the shift agents, I mean, every element top to bottom of the advance in the operation, was every element increased after you learned of this credible threat?
What we increased was what we felt was appropriate for the former president and for that particular event on that day. We have been increasing the assets and the resources and the staffing that we have been providing to the former president since he was a presidential candidate and then the presumptive nominee. That's what I can tell you.
That sounds like a no.
I am not saying a no at all. I'm saying that have continued to increase the resources that we've been providing.
Who does she sound like? She sounds like, split screen it again. Well, I'm not going to play it again. I just want to split screen it. You know who she reminds me of when she talks? She reminds me of Mayorkas with a wig on. She sounds just like Mayorkas. Well, I mean, not in the tone and everything, but the whole rhetoric, her deflecting from actually answering questions sounds just like Mayorkas. And I told my producer, I said, they're probably going to prevent her. She's not going to have, they're going to prevent her from going to talking to Congress after the subpoena. And I said, and even if she does, even in some kind of way, they get her to go before Congress, you know what's going to happen? I can't talk about an ongoing investigation. That is going to be it. And that's just code word for I plead the fifth. I can't talk about ongoing investigation. She reminds me of Mayorkas 100%. Here it is where she's talking to George Stephanopoulos about this whole scenario. And she's like hitting the circuit. Like all of a sudden, I'd never even seen this woman before. But after Saturday, the failed attempt of the assassination of President Trump, she's like hitting the circuit. She's like going everywhere talking, but she can't talk to Congress?
Are you preparing for them in different ways? Are there different kinds of threats?
Not different types of threats, but we are definitely preparing in different ways. Each city is different. Each convention is different. The venues are different. The departments that we're working with are different, and the assets and the resources that we bring are different. So those are the differences that we have with them.
Are you confident you can the conventions can go without a major incident?
I am absolutely confident in the plans that we've put together in both Chicago and Milwaukee, yes.
Finally, before I let you go, we're facing an unusual situation. The sentencing decision for former President Trump has been delayed now until September, but I know that you have to be planning for at least the possibility that a former president is going to have to spend time in jail. Is there a plan in place? How exactly would it work?
So the Secret Service has a responsibility of protecting all of our protectees, no matter where they are. So we would come up with an appropriate plan should that situation arise.
Is it possible to protect a former president in jail?
I think that we have the responsibility of protecting our folks no matter where they are. And so we will figure out how to strike that balance.
Let me stop it. It was Jasmine, Congresswoman Jasmine. What's her last name? Crockett. Jasmine Crockett. She was actually her, and I forget the other guy that was over the J6, the black guy with the eyeglasses that was over the J6 committee. The two of them was trying to do a bill that would say that if you are convicted as a felon, that you will no longer have access to Secret Service detail. They were hoping that President Trump would go to jail and he would be killed in jail. She should be removed. She should be jailed. I can't stand these people. This is so infuriating to me. I can't stand them at all. It is so sick. She actually called for the Secret Service to be removed from President Trump so that, like Jeremy was saying, that if he goes to jail, they'll Epstein him. This is what their plan has been all along. But President Trump didn't go to jail. Marshawn actually postponed the whole thing going to jail. And now that the Supreme Court ruled and said that President Trump has immunity and these documents that they use in that case, that blows the case wide open, too. So it left the deep state and the Democrats, same thing, with one thing to do. And that was they had to try to assassinate President Trump. We are at war in this country. And see, President Trump, the way I saw it, when he stood up, when he was telling people, fight, 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 he was telling the American people, fight. Now, before, when during J6, when he said, be peaceful, he didn't say, fight, fight, fight. They tried to kill him. So now we need to fight, fight, fight. And most of us that love our freedoms, that love America, we are ready to fight, fight, fight. You can get her off the screen. Get it off the screen. I'm going to be honest with you. I am highly angry right now because they tried to take out our president. And Joe Biden, idiot Joe Biden. Why would President Trump try to stage this? He wouldn't. He would not. He would not. When we come back, I got to show you. I got to show you. You're going to want to see it.
Pharma hats are where style and leather come together to create exceptional headwear. Proudly made in the USA, experience craftsmanship like never before, and they're 100% leather hats, handcrafted in the heart of Minnesota, USA. Their premium full-grain cattle leather ensures unparalleled quality and durability for all your outdoor adventures. Amazing features include 50+ UV protection, water resistant, foldable design that is convenient on the go. Effortlessly stow your hat in the free travel bag provided, and the vintage oiled wax finish that only gets better with age. Whether you're hiking through rugged terrain, enjoying a day at the beach, or simply strolling through town, these hats are the ideal choice. As a UFA producer, you see me wear mine every day. And everywhere I go, I get compliments and asked where I get mine. Don't miss out on the chance to own a hat that seamlessly blends fashion, functionality, and quality. Visit UniteAmericaFirst.com and go to our merch page today and discover the world of handcrafted leather excellence. Elevate your adventure. Elevate your style. Shop now.
Welcome to a journey of enhanced cognitive well-being with Frequence Rise, a product that is believed to be an all-in-one supplement for supporting mental performance and overall brain health. At the heart of our nootropics lies a carefully crafted blend of seven different organic mushrooms, essential B vitamins, amino acids, and the power of green coffee bean extract. This unique formulation is designed to nourish your brain and support optimal cognitive function.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Hey, I believe in having a substantial percentage of my financial future secure with gold and silver. That's why I decided to partner with our sponsor, Colonials Metals Group. They helped me set up a safe, secure, self-direct IRA where I have access to my assets, no matter what the stock market is doing, no matter what the government is doing. Let the team of experts at Colonials Metals Group help you protect your family's future. We put together a special offer for the LFA family right here. So click on the link in the description below or call the special 800 number. You could receive a safe and up to $10,000 in free silver. But you got to give them a call today. Tell them LFA sent you. Tell them LFA sent you. Okay? Tell them LFA sent you. Okay, so right during the break, my producer, she's like on her job all the time. During the break, we got more breaking news. Kamala Harris' team, let me make sure I understand this. Kamala Harris' team reached out to J.D. Vance, to President Trump's campaign, to want to set up a
debate,
a VP debate.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Were they going to try to put out the same rules? I wonder if they're going to say, we're going to cut off your microphone, this and that too. Did they do that? I wonder. It would not surprise me. We're not going to have J.D. Vance cutting off this black woman, and she's not even a black woman. You're not going to cut off a woman from speaking, right? But guess what happened? Are you going to be able to put an article up on the screen, Shannon? You just had it up there. Oh, you want to let me play this first? Because, okay, we'll kind of lead into
play
it.
This first,
okay, yeah. So we got some breaking news, but this kind of ties into it. Mm-hmm. This kind of ties into it. Listen to this, because there's information about Joe Biden being the running mate with Kamala Harris this November.
How does this move the needle?
In a huge way. And I don't think I'm overstating this, John. This is not just the Democratic Senate nominee in California. This is one of Pelosi's biggest allies. I can't imagine him doing this without some tacit nod from Nancy Pelosi. In fact, Tara Palmieri, underscoring that point from Puck News, talked to a Hill aide who said this is Nancy Pelosi using her drone. It's the same as Obama using Clooney. And when you add that to what NBC is reporting, NBC is reporting that Chuck Schumer pushed for the delay of that early nomination of Joe Biden. When you start adding this together, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, I'd be shaking in my boots at the White House.
So we've got 20 Democrats right now, as of this moment, who are saying that it's time for Joe Biden to step down. I mean, they're not going to force him to do it, but they're calling on him to do it. That is still just a very small fraction of the total Democratic conference.
But you know what? It's the predominant ones.
Yeah, it's the ones
with the biggest pie holes,
right,
that are asking Joe Biden to step down. So because of that,
this is how the Trump Vance campaign responded to VP Harris's invitation to debate. I'm gonna try to say this without laughing. They said, Brian Hughes, the senior campaign advisor of the Trump-Vance campaign, issued a tongue-in-cheek email response to VP Harris's invitation to debate. They said, we don't know who the Democrat nominee for vice president is going to be, so we can't lock in a date before their convention. To do so would be unfair to Gavin Newsom, J.B. Pritzker, Gretchen Whitmer, and whoever Kamala Harris picks as her running mate.
Wow.
Dude, I started busting out laughing.
You know how that would be, how that's thrown in their face? Because, you know, so if this is, leave it there. You know, if this is the response, bring the picture down. Yeah, there you go. If this is the, this response went to Kamala Harris's team.
Correct.
And it's all over the news now. We're talking about it. You know how they probably feel so embarrassed about this? And then it makes me think this just happened, and then Joe Biden retreats to the basement. He has COVID. He's hiding. He's straight up hiding. He doesn't want to be out in the public eye any longer.
This is so embarrassing. I love Trump. I love his campaign. I love their response. It's right on. They're literally showing the chaos in the Democrat Party going like, okay, you want to debate? Well, why don't you guys figure out who's going to be running first? That's literally what they're saying, right?
Yeah.
Don't be too confident where you're at, Kamala.
Yeah, don't get too comfortable. Okay, so when I just had Jeremy on with me, and we were talking about this building. I want to bring this up again. This building that the shooter was shooting from. Listen to this. This is them on Communist News Network talking about the shooter. Talking about the shooter going to the event. And I want y'all to pay attention, because the shooter, they're talking about the shooter going through the metal detectors, going through the checkpoint. He didn't have the rifle with him going through the checkpoint. So where did he get the rifle from? Come on.
Aaron, there's been some developments as the investigation has progressed. You know, what the investigators are telling us is, as far as a motive, a manifesto, the reasoning behind this, the suspect is still a blank slate. But what they have developed is a lot of the background about what happened that day. They know that he went to his employer at the nursing home where he works as a dietary specialist before this and said, I need Saturday off. I have something important to do. But he told his coworkers, I'll see you on Sunday. So he changed his days off, presumably for this. We also understand that when he got to the fairgrounds where this rally was being held for Donald Trump, the first thing that puts him on the radar of security people is, near the magnetometer area where they're screening people in, he's carrying in his hand a rangefinder. It's a device that looks like a small pair of binoculars, but it's used by shooters to measure the distance when they're setting up a long-distance shot.
You hear this? So they saw him coming through the checkpoint at the rally with this. And I'm like, okay, well, it's just like binoculars. He doesn't have the weapon. Listen, this is so bizarre to me. They're talking about this on CNN, one of the government state media outlets.
Because he didn't have a weapon, that would not have prevented him to go through security. But they did flag, what does he have this in his hand for? At that point, they told people, keep an eye on this guy. But then he leaves the secure area, the staging area, and he doesn't turn up again for some time until the crowd says there's a guy crawling up the roof and it appears he has a rifle.
So let's get this straight. He shows up to the event. He has this binocular type deal where you can measure your distance. And then he disappears. And they said, keep an eye on him. He disappears. And then he shows up all of a sudden with a rifle and he's going up on the roof. That's what we're hearing here. And they're not even saying who gave him the weapon. They don't even bring that up. And now Mayorkas is preventing Kimberly Cheetah from even testifying before Congress. And then Mike Johnson last night, and I'm sitting there listening to Mike Johnson, trying to keep my composure, just really kind of getting disgusted. And he said, don't worry, everybody. We're going to look into this matter. We're going to hold those responsible. We're going to see what exactly happened. And I'm listening to Mike Johnson, and I'm keeping my composure. because I don't believe him. Merrick Garland is walking around free. Mayorkas is walking around free. These criminals are walking around free. He's done nothing. He's like another Kevin McCarthy. He's like a mini-me Kevin McCarthy. Listen to this.
There is an eerie moment in here, Aaron, where he's taking the rangefinder and he's looking through it at the counter-sniper positions. And one of the counter-sniper positions is looking at him through the scope. At this point, there's not a gun in the picture, as I understand it, but they're saying he's looking at us, looking at him. Then when people alert the police and they try to come up the ladder to get him, and he confronts them with the AR-15 gun, they dive for cover, and then a moment later, he opens fire. But a lot of this...
Then you can get him off the screen. Then he opens up for, right? An AR-15, too. Isn't that convenient?
So, well, they were also saying that that police officer and the police officer that tried to prop up the one that got on the roof, they literally had a channel that went out to all the people in the
security. Yes, they let them know moments right after that.
That there was a shooter on the roof.
Shooter on the roof, and the Secret Service did nothing.
Right, they're trying to figure out what that time was.
The Secret Service did nothing. Did nothing. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Meet Frequent Sync, your nightly companion designed to harmonize with your body's natural rhythms. At the heart of Sync lies a blend of potent ingredients meticulously chosen for their transformative benefits. Sync's collagen peptides elevate your nightly routine, from enhancing skin's radiance and muscle recovery to fortifying joints and promoting digestion. It's your holistic approach to beauty and well-being. Magnesium, a cornerstone ingredient, is believed to calm the central nervous system and address age-related sleep challenges, ensuring you drift into a restorative slumber. But Sync doesn't stop there. With the calming properties of GABA, the therapeutic potential of CBD, and the sleep-inducing qualities of CBN, you're set for a harmonious night's rest. Embrace Sync, where nature's finest collaborate to reduce stress, elevate mood, and ensure you wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. Sync, synchronize with the night and rise to a new day.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me, and I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Night in the Band-Aid. That's fine. Where I am at this point is it's been 3 days going on four since this horrific event occurred. A person lost their life, two have been severely injured. And yet we've not received a medical report from the hospital, nor have we received a medical report from the campaign or from the Trump organization about the extent of the damage to his ear. If he was shot by a high caliber bullet, there should probably be very little ear there. And so we'd like to know that. Is there cosmetic surgery involved? What is the prognosis for recovery? Were there stitches? What is the extent and nature of the damage to his ear? Was it caused by a bullet as opposed to, as some reports from those on the scene, other reporters, saying that it was actually shards of glass from the teleprompter itself, not the bullet?
You hear this? But they're not even asking for her report, the audio. They're not asking for that. Like, oh, we don't need to see that. They're not even asking for Joe Biden. They're not screaming about Joe Biden to do a cognitive test. They're not talking about that. They're not even asking to see Joe Biden's medical records at all. But they're saying that they want to see President Trump's bloody ear. They want to see how mangled his ear is. And the reason why they're doing this is because they're trying to put it out there, like Jeremy said, like they're trying to trying to play it that President Trump staged it. That's what they're trying to do. He didn't have to. He was already winning. He didn't have to. It's already in the bag for him. He didn't have to do any of this. This is what you call the deep state. This dude, Michael Steele, and he used to be part of the ENC. He was actually the chairman of the RNC at one point. He's one of these Lincoln stinking project members. Talking about they want to see the ear. He wants to see the ear. How come there's no stitches? We want to see the ear. We want to see the ear. There were bullets flying. Who cares? They tried to kill him. Are you kidding me? We want to know if it was a bullet or if it was glass. Are you kidding me? What about the bullets flying? What about the fire chief that died? Is that not proof enough? See, you know what? These people, they're so infuriating to me. And it's just like this right here. Y'all remember this? This is what this is really about. Look how evil he is.
He's taking these shots, this antagonism, yep. This taunting to the intelligence community.
You take on the intelligence community. They have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a...
So what does that mean? What does that mean?
Practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman. He's being really dumb to do this.
Really? What does that mean? What does that mean? Uh-oh. What does that mean? Listen, what does that mean?
He's being really dumb to do this.
What do you think the intelligence community would do if they were motivated?
I don't know, but from what I am told, they are very upset with how he has treated them and talked about them. And we need the intelligence community. We don't know what's going on. Look at the Russian hacking.
So are we to believe that the intelligence community tried to assassinate President Trump? Is intelligence community the deep state? Is that what he's talking? Instead of calling them the deep state, he's actually calling them the intelligence community. Six ways to Sunday. And then they have the nerve, the audacity to talk about President Trump and say President Trump is putting out hateful rhetoric when he's never done it. They've taken what President Trump said. They leave out key details. And they'll lie and say that he said XYZ to get people to act like this idiot did on Saturday. You know what's really awesome, though? Is that after all of this, President Trump has more people around the world viewing his every move. That's the reason why they're getting record numbers of people watching the RNC. You have people that are Democrats that would have never watched the RNC had the Democrats, the deep state, not tried to assassinate President Trump. They probably wouldn't even be watching right now. But they're watching because of what they just tried to do. Hey, look at this video with Joe Biden really quick. This is a video with Joe Biden, and he can't even bring it to himself. Can't even bring it to himself to say, make America great again. He can't even do it. But President Trump helps him out.
So tonight, I'm asking every American to recommit to make America so make America what it is.
Great again.
Look at that. I kind of had to put that on loop. That was from a song that I used to listen to a long time ago. I can't even remember the group, but it was a long time ago. Also in the news, the shooter. You know, a lot of people are starting to find out more about him and where he lived from. My producer actually has an article talking about his mom and his dad. And they were, what, counselors at the school, Shannon?
Not at the school. They were just behavior counselors.
Oh, they were just behavior counselors. counselors.
Yeah, that was their position.
Behavior, right? So they knew his behavior. That's probably why they kind of called, right? Because they saw something was going on. So what's in this article, Shannon?
Well, what's important is, you know, they came out and they said, you saw all the news coming out saying that his parents had, Republican signs in their yard. Well, the neighbors came out and said, nah, that's not true. A neighbor says Trump shooter's family had no political signs in their yard as parents' affiliations surface. It says two neighbors of would-be Trump assassin Crooks dismissed the attention drawn to his political affiliation, saying the family appeared to never have campaign signs of any type in their yard. Amy, who spoke to reporters alongside Holly, attested that the media would be hard-pressed to find a single neighbor who could vouch for any signs having been in the Crooks yard ever. And then this lady right here, she said, I'm on a Republican committee here in Bethel. I'm a committee woman and I door knock everywhere. She did it for Dr. Oz and Senator Doug. She said, I've done it for all of them. She said she never door knocked the Crooks home. Campaigns and activists often have access to voter rolls with likely voters of respective parties. She said, I know who the Republicans are. He's not on the list.
So it sounds like the CIA maybe have doctored and created a profile for this dude before it went out to the news. So that way they can say, oh, he was a registered Republican.
And the last part is Crook's mom is a registered Democrat and his father is a registered Libertarian.
Really? So how in the world did he end up as a registered Republican? How did that happen?
Donating to Progressive.
Yeah, donating to Act Blue. He actually donated to Act Blue. But all of them don't want to pay attention to that. It's, oh, he was a registered Republican. What does that mean? Did you know Liz Cheney's a registered Republican? Did you know Adam Kissinger is a registered Republican? Did you know Mitt Romney, Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell? Did you know that they were registered Republicans? And all of them have twisted minds. They want to send money to Ukraine while you, the American people, suffer. They're registered Republicans. It didn't work. But they're still trying to spew it out there. The government, state media, they all ran with it. Oh, he was a registered Republican. Like, oh, you can't blame us. He was a registered Republican. They did this to try to kill President Trump. Be safe out there, everybody, because these evil people, they're not done. They're going to come back for more.
I wanted to introduce one of our newest items on darkbags.com. It is our Faraday Bulletproof Backpack. So basically there is a Kevlar plate in this main compartment right here. It's very lightweight. It is certified as well. Our certifications are on darkbags.com in the description. So basically if you're in public transportation, you're at a rally, you're at school, you can protect yourself in the case that you are in the line of fire by just holding this up and protecting, you know, your face, your torso, etc. This bag also has a Faraday pouch hidden in the back over here. Let me show you. So this opens up right here, and it's a fairly decent sized pouch. It's the size of this right here. So this fits your phone, your wallet, your keys, so no one can track you, find your location, no one can steal your credit card information. This also protects against EMP and EMF, as well as unnecessary radiation coming from your devices. So this is very important. It's also nice because this is up against your back when you're wearing it, so no one can steal your items that are stored in this pocket. There is three main compartments in this pocket. The front two are easy access. You can stick your hand in this one really quickly, zipper, and then this one has pouches for your, you know, your pens and papers and all that kind of thing. And then there's this main compartment where there's the Kevlar plate that you can zip up, but you still are able to put a laptop and everything like that in here. This bag runs $199 on darkbags.com. It's usually priced at $250, so it's a really good deal right now, and it's going to be while supplies last as well. So just visit darkbags.com to get yourself one of these backpacks.
Imagine a world where your phone works anywhere. No dead zones, no drop calls. That's what you get when you go to PrepGearPlus.com. The Iridium 9555 satellite phone gives you the freedom to connect from any corner of the globe. And for a limited time, it's yours at no cost with a 24-month agreement for just $95.95 a month. Plus, they offer family share plans with up to three phones. Why satellite phones? They're secure, encrypted, and used by the U.S. military, ensuring that your communication is private and reliable. In a time where the cell networks are increasingly vulnerable, the satellite phone is a beacon of stability. Don't believe me? Ask the tens of thousands who were left without service during the AT&T outage, or the heroes in Hawaii who manage emergency situations with just one satellite phone. Get a peace of mind with a network that stands firm when others fail. Visit PrepGearPlus.com or call 855-980-5830 to join the communication revolution. PrepGearPlus.com, where every call is secure and every corner of the earth is covered.